It's Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Dan Wanshura. Just off the highway outside of Marquette, there's an old man who lives alone in a small one-bedroom house. Most days he's upstairs sitting at his desk or downstairs in his workshop. There he makes some of the best tobacco pipes in the world. Give me your title. Introduce yourself. Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Lee Irk. I am a tobacco smoking pipe maker. I live here at Nagani Township.
Lee is 78 years old. He's sitting in his living room, smoking a pipe. A lamp fills the small space with a warm incandescent glow. Pipes are all over the place, on every surface. Lee says there's at least 100 in the room.
Never started out to get to where I am today, but here I are.
And where are you?
Well, I'm considered one of the better pipe makers in the world.
I definitely put Lee in the master of pipe category.
That's Alan Boyd. He's the president of a Chicago pipe club that hosts the largest pipe show in the world.
In my opinion, Lee's probably in the top 15 or 20 pipe makers, period, alive or not.
In the late 1950s, Lee Irk was stationed in France. He was a clerk for the U.S. Army. They rationed cigarettes monthly, so smoking a pipe was the next best and cheapest option. Lee took to it. Back stateside, he began a career as a professional dog handler. He crisscrossed the country, going to prestigious dog shows. But after 25 years, Lee's body just couldn't take all that wear and tear. Then he heard about a guy in Minnesota selling a pipe repair business. Lee bought everything from him for about $1,500.
He moved all the equipment to Marquette and spent 10 days with me. He had a big box of just cheap pipes, and we'd do something to them, break them somehow or something, and he'd show me how to fix them and whatnot.
Lee did this for a number of years, but pipe repairing is repetitive work. He started to get bored with it. So he decided to make his own.
Furnace may turn on. So, here's where the magic happens.
Lee's workshop is downstairs. It's dusty and has tools scattered about the room.
Now, this looks like organized chaos, doesn't it, to you? But I know where everything is. I can find stuff in here. I can reach in these bins in without even looking.
One of the pipe designs Lee is famous for has a tall, tapered bowl. The pipe has precise ridges shaped into it, almost like the curves of a Ruffles potato chip. It makes the whole pipe design look kind of spiraled, even though it's not.
He's very meticulous, just a stinker for detail.
Again, Alan Boyd.
That's just Lee, and he won't let a thing out of his shop unless it meets his standards, and I think his standards are higher than everybody else's.
When somebody walks in the room smoking my pipe, you can tell across the room. There's no question.
Lee is careful to say he's not a pipe carver, but a pipe maker. He uses a saw, a drill press, and a lathe to make his pipes. And they're made out of blocks of briarwood he buys from Italy.
Once I get a piece, I start drafting on it to see if it's going to fit. All right. I've been looking at this piece of wood since 2012.
Another pipe Lee is known for is called a C pipe. If you look at it from the side, the bowl looks like the letter C, almost like the shape of an apple if you were to take a bite out of it.
How much do your pipes sell for?
They start at $750.
Lee lights his pipe and takes a few puffs.
And go up from there. Way up from there. A long way.
Then he points to an amber brown pipe on his desk.
It's $2,500.
Lee makes around 50 pipes a year. He says making them doesn't feel like work, but he usually tries to put in an 8-hour day.
When three things go wrong in a row, bing, 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 off go the lights and I get out of here.
What is that?
Well, the briar gremlins are here. You got to get away.
Lee Irk sells his pipes all over the globe. China, Russia, Romania, Italy, Sweden. He recently got back from a trip to Japan where he sold all 12 of the pipes he brought with him.
I don't have any children, But I do have pieces of me all over the world.
Sometimes, when he works especially long and hard on a pipe, Lee can't bear to send it off into the world. So, he keeps it. Lee Erk is a central character in a new documentary film about pipe smoking. Father the Flame premiered at the Chicago International Film Festival last month. More information and a trailer for that film can be found at our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. I'm Dan Wanshura. You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio.